We are in Siman Tafayin Beis, in the middle of Siv Zayin. The Rama says, Ulechatchila yasev kol ha'seuda lechatchila. One should do a seba for the entire meal. However, the minhag of the Chazon Ish and the Stipler was not to do ha'seba during the meal, and the Stipler explained that since in our time it's difficult to eat leaning, so then we're similar to the Shamish, who's allowed to only lean for the eating of the matzah, and afikoman, and the arbakosos. And that's what Shlomo Zalman Orbach did as well. He would not lean for the entire seuda. Sivches, tzarech lishtos arba kosos ala seder. You have to drink the four cups of wine in order. Vim shesa'an zeachar zeh shalo kaseder lo yotze. If you just drink them one after the other, you are not yotze. The Mishnah explains that ala seder means that you have the Haggadah in the middle, that each one of the kosos is based around something else. So after Kadesh, after the first cup, you need to have a process. And then after the second cup, you need to have some type of process of the Yetzias Mitzrayim story, after the third and after the fourth. So since it all has to be ala seder, you are not supposed to drink them one after the other. Sif test, shir hakos. How large does the cup have to be? Revius l'achashim zegenu. It needs to be revius after you have diluted it in rotza l'mazgo, if you want to dilute it. Nowadays, when we don't usually dilute our wine, so then you have to have a revius of the wine when you pour it into the cup. V'yishta kulo o rubo, you should drink all of it, or some of it, or the majority of it. The Mishmer explains that l'chatchila, you should drink the entire kos, and b'diavad, as long as you drink rov kos, you're going to be okay. If it happens to be the place where you are, that the wine is expensive, so then even l'chatchila, you'd be able to drink just the majority of the cup. But if you only have a cup that holds a revius, that's the amount that it is, so then you should drink the whole thing in order to ensure that you're able to make a bracha achrona on it afterwards. V'mi'esh bo harbe revios, if you have a lot of revios in your cup, shosim imeno kol kach b'nei adam k'min yin revios shabo, then each person is allowed to drink from the same cup. The Mishnah Berurah points out, this sounds like even l'chatchila, you're allowed to share the same cup. And even though l'chatchila, we say that you're supposed to drink from a full cup, and it's not supposed to be a kos pagam. Here, since for the first person it wasn't, so therefore it's going to be okay. It also could be that the Mechaber is just discussing the Iker Hadin. The Mechaber continues, V'yesh omrim, some say, shetzarech lishtos rov ha'kos afil machza kam revios. You need to drink the majority of the cup, even if it has a lot of revios in it. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even though in general a rov revius is enough to drink for Kiddush or something like that, when it comes to the Dalet Kosos, you need to have rov kos, and if not, you're not yotze. That's this second opinion. Ladina, the Mishnah Berurah says that we pass on like the first opinion, that if you have a lot of revius in it, each person only needs to drink a revius. But again, ideally you're supposed to drink a rov of the cup that you are drinking from, so you should be careful. You should drink the whole cup that you're drinking from. And b'diavad, you could drink rov. So you should keep this in mind when you're buying your cups that you're going to be using for the Dalet Kosos, to realize you have to drink four cups of wine. And if it has an effect on you, then you should be careful not to use such a large cup. You should just use a cup that holds a revius, and then be able to drink that entire cup four times, and you'll be fine. There is a discussion in the postgame about using grape juice for the Dalet Kosos. Are you allowed to use that or not? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you cannot use this for Dalet Kosos because it is not derech eira, since it does not have any alcohol content. But if there's a chashash sakana, or someone who drinks wine or something like that, so then you don't have to be machmir. Rav Yashav as well says that you shouldn't use grape juice for Dalet Kosos, since it's not derech eira. The Chazon Ish, on the other hand, quoted by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, says that you can use grape juice for the Dalet Kosos. It doesn't have to be dapka wine, and that's what he did himself. The Briscoe Rav as well, the Chibina Rav as well, used to use grape juice for Dalet Kosos if needed. Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well said that grape juice has the status of wine, and you would be able to use it for the Dalet Kosos.